Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. I am so excited. Today is my anniversary. It is my 100th podcast with Niche Radio, and I am so excited to have reached this absolutely amazing milestone, and I'm looking forward to another 100 more, and hopefully another 100 after that. Very, very, very excited, and it's amazing to be part of this really great team here at Niche Radio. So, yay! And because it's my 100th anniversary, it deserves a celebration, and I'm going to be giving away a whole bunch of really cool stuff on the show. So do stay tuned. And actually, I'm just looking at the list now. It's like all my favorite things that I love, everything that I love to eat and drink, all the places that I love to go to, just literally came to me and said, Heather, we want to help you celebrate. Here's something to give away. So I'm really, really excited to share all of that with you. Before we get to the giveaways, though, there has been some amazing stuff that's been on the go in and around Joburg, and there are some amazing shows that are coming up as well, and loads of other stuff. So stay tuned while I take you through all of that. Yay. Big congrats. First of all, big, big, big congrats to our new Miss Earth South Africa, Irene Mutsouris. Last weekend, she took part in the Miss Earth South Africa gala event and was crowned as the new Miss Earth South Africa. Now, it's not just a beauty pageant. Miss Earth is all about bringing awareness about the earth and the responsibility that lies with each and every single one of us to protect and save this planet that we live on and in. I have to say my eyes were sort of opened. My mother used to recycle back in the day. And when I moved up to Joburg, it was just kind of one of those things that fell off the wagon. And I have to say, watching the presentations and listening to all the talks and stuff at the event, I was actually reminded as to why recycling and getting involved and educating other people about this planet is such a big deal. So I have actually literally started recycling again. I have a paper and plastics bag. I have a bottles and cans bag, which, yes, is filled with wine bottles, in case you were wondering. And then I have a normal rubbish bag. And I'm absolutely blown away. I started this, I think, let me say, on like Wednesday last week. So it's been about a week. I have managed to fill an entire, not a shopping bag, it's bigger than a shopping bag, like one of those carry shopping bags, you know, those like plastic ones. I've managed to fill an entire one of those with plastic and paper and cardboard. And I mean, I'm just one person. I live on my own. I'm quite astounded by the amount of plastic that I go through. So I've now started sorting. I'm going to be taking that through to the, there's like a dump here near where I stay where they like actually sort the stuff and actually recycle it. And I encourage all of my listeners and all of my fans to start doing the same thing. We only have one planet, and if we're not careful, we are going to ruin it and not leave anything for our kids or for our grandchildren. So I'm looking forward to doing quite a lot of stuff with Miss Earth going forward and getting involved with some of their initiatives. So do stay tuned. I will be talking more about this in future. But I just wanted to say a huge, huge well done to Irene on winning the Miss Earth South Africa title. And I'm really looking forward to seeing absolutely amazing things from her as our new reigning Miss Earth. Well done. Now, don't forget, I spoke about them last week. I'm still excited. The St. Petersburg Ballet are in town. They are performing at the Teatro Monte Cassino. I know they did Swan Lake last week, and they are doing the Nutcracker, I think, this week. I'm heading through on Friday evening. I'm really excited. The Nutcracker is one of my favorite ballets. It's Christmas ballet, and I guess it is only September, but you know what? The spirit of Christmas and the excitement that I feel about Christmas, I'm very happy to watch the Nutcracker in September. I'm totally okay with that. The St. Petersburg Ballet was founded in 1994. They are known globally, not just for their beautiful dances, but also for their stunning grand full-length productions. And the company travels internationally, complete with breathtaking scenery, magnificent costumes, and 60 members who receive rave reviews around the world. So the Nutcracker is currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. They're not, the shows aren't on every day, and then I know like on the weekend there's a matinee and an evening performance at different times. So do just visit my blog heatherhook.com and check out the St. Petersburg Ballet post, and you'll get all your details there. Tickets are available on CompuTicket.com, or you can give the CompuTicket box office a call on 0861-915-8000. That's a St. Petersburg Ballet performing the Nutcracker. Whatever you do, do not miss out on this. It looks absolutely stunning, and I'm so excited. Another show that I am super excited about has just opened up at Joburg Theatre. It is called King Kong, and it looks absolutely fantastic, and I have heard people raving about it, so I'm also heading through this week to go and check it out. The musical King Kong first premiered about 50 years ago, and Eric Abram and the Fugard Theatre have now brought the legendary and iconic musical home to Joburg following a 5-star review run in Cape Town. So the show is currently on at Joburg Theatre in Braam until Sunday the 8th of October, and King Kong tells the story of a heavyweight 50s boxing champion, Ezekiel Dlamini, whose self-appointed ring name was King Kong. And it's an amazing story. And like I always say, I've never seen a badly put together production at Joburg Theatre. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. But the story basically follows Ezekiel, who was born in Vryheid in the Orange Free State, who became an unwitting symbol for freedom for the people of his time. He made an absolutely meteoric rise to boxing fame, and then, as often happens when one achieves fame, his life degenerated into drunkenness and gang violence. And he, in a fit of jealousy, killed his girlfriend and went to trial and was sent to jail. And it's an amazing and powerful story. And I'm really, really intrigued to go through and see this one. No under 10s are allowed. Obviously, this is quite a powerful musical. And the performances are Tuesdays to Saturdays at 8 p.m. And then there is a 3 p.m. matinee performance on Saturdays and a 2 p.m. matinee performance on Sundays. Tickets range from 150 to 350 rand. And tickets are available on webtickets.co.za. You can also visit joburgtheatre.com, or you can give the Joburg Theatre box office a call on 0861-670-670. For more info, why don't you visit the King Kong website's King Kong Stage Musical? Or for more information, why don't you visit the King Kong website, which is KingKongStageMusical.com. That looks absolutely fantastic. And there is an all-star, amazing, amazing cast. And actually, the original cast included Maria Makeba, Hugh Masekela, who went on to become international household names following their starring in this musical 50-odd years ago. So that is King Kong, now on at Joburg Theatre. Do yourself a favour, go and see it. Now, I'm quite excited. I'm trying to learn a bit more about tech. And actually, I was quite amused last week. So somebody put up a blog post about how annoying it is about lifestyle bloggers who speak about tech because they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm quite honest, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm learning, and it is an absolutely, absolutely amazing journey. As you know, I attended a talk with Dion Chang not that long ago about the sort of the way of the future and the way like technology is going to be involved in our future. And you have to evolve or you're going to die. So I'm trying to evolve because I certainly don't want to die or be left behind. So I'm playing with a whole bunch of new apps. There's one called Six Winks. There's one called Hey Jude. I'm figuring out a whole bunch of stuff and playing around. So do stay tuned. I will be sharing those with you coming up. They may not be fully tech supported, but it will be my personal experience that I will be sharing with you. So something that I'm actually quite excited about, Samsung, you know, after the Note 8, they're just keeping it coming. They are bringing your TV to life with its art frame. So TV's life, let's be honest, and if it's not, it plays a huge part in your home. So you either sit and watch sports, or you hang out with your family and have dinner, or even just put some music on in the background to listen to while you're like going about your daily stuff. So why not shake that up a bit and create a talking point at your next event at your home? Your TV set is changing the way you engage with it and with art. and the advancement of the beautiful functional art, the frame television produced by Samsung acts as an artwork of your choice, blending into your home and making art a part of your daily life. So you can literally, the entire screen can become a piece of art. It can be static, it can be changing, it can be whatever you'd like it to be. It's just not a blank TV screen anymore. So whether I know people, you can play photos and that kind of stuff, but as an art lover who, has loads of art on their walls, a big black television need no longer deduct from the look that you're trying to create. So you can put some art on the TV screen and blend that in with the rest of your home. So it's really, really exciting. There's so much info here that I don't even have time to share it all. But if you are wanting to find out more, head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Samsung TV Life Art Frame. The pictures look absolutely stunning, and if you look quickly, you would say it was a real piece of art on the wall, and I think that's just absolutely fantastic. Big ups to Samsung, constantly evolving. Now, if you're heading down to Durban for the long weekend, which is coming up, why not stop and stretch your legs and enjoy some absolutely delicious and amazing food at the recently opened Midlands Kitchen, which is on the N3 highway. It's at the Nottingham Road turnoff. And it's part of the popular Midlands meander. There's an artisanal food destination. There's 15 different kitchens, including Mexican, Mediterranean. You can get burgers, you can get Indian, you can get vegan. There's a bakery, pizzas, gelato, there's a coffee bar. So there's literally like 15 different kitchens in one warehouse. And I think, that it's been a great, popular, stop-off spot for people that are, driving between Joburg and Durban, but it's never really been that sexy, so I'm quite excited that they've done this, and the it's right next to Brahmin Hills. They've designed the menus, and they have created really beautiful artisanal creations that are tasty and wholesome and real. They've also got there's play areas for the kids. There's really good toilets, which is important. And there's, you can stretch your kids' legs, your legs, the dog. There's doggy poop pens, and you can sort of tie your dogs up or take them for a run or whatever you need to do. And I think it's absolutely a great idea, and I'm looking forward to seeing it the next time I go down to Durban, which I'm actually due a trip. I haven't been in quite a while, and I have some friends I need to go and visit. So I definitely will be stopping off there. And then there's also a 5-kilometer trail run through the Blue Crane Nature Reserve. So you can start with an energy drink and end with a delicious breakfast at the Midlands Kitchen. Depends what time you start in the morning, but that sounds like fun. You can give them a call on 033-266-7046, or you can visit their website, themidlandskitchen.co.za. Otherwise, hit my blog, heatherhook.com, and check out my post on Midlands Kitchen. Right, now it is time to do some giveaways. Yay, yay, yay. I'm going to run through them. Luckily, this is a podcast, so you can go back and listen. And remember, everything is always available on my website, heatherhook.com, and you actually need to enter there as well. So make a note, heatherhook.com, and there is specifically a competitions tab, so you can go and click on competitions, and it'll take you to the page where everything is featured. Let's go. First up, I have a case of Tranquini Relaxation Drink, which I absolutely adore and live by, valued at 500 Rand to give away. It is their delicious flavor, Jasper. They've got 4 flavors out in South Africa. I know there's another one coming out in November, and it is literally my absolute go-to. I'm a very stressed person. I work under, quite high pressured situations, and I've really found that Tranquini is the absolutely perfect answer to help reduce my stress and just keep me on an even keel. It doesn't put you to sleep. It doesn't make you drowsy. It's just relaxation. So those moments when your heart is beating so fast and you're feeling so stressed, that is what you need a Tranquini for. Just literally calms you out. So I've got a case of Tranquini to give away, and all you need to do, head on over to heatherhook.com, and you need to comment on the post and tell me why you need to relax. So get creative. You can use memes, photos, your kids doing crazy stuff to you. The weirder, the better. And then please note, obviously, the prize winner of this prize will need to collect their prize from my offices in Craig Hall Park on weekdays. So if you're listening in Durban and you know you're not going to be able to come and collect, then rather don't enter and give somebody who lives in Joburg a chance to win a case of Tranquini relaxation drink. Next up, I've got two vouchers from Haagen-Dazs valued at 200 Rand each to give away. As you know, I love my Haagen-Dazs. I do have a bit of a sweet tooth, I will admit. And if I do indulge, I try to do it healthily as possible. Haagen-Dazs is comprised of five key ingredients. Yes, only five, and they're all natural. Yes, there is sugar in it. It is ice cream after all, but it doesn't include all those colorants, all that aeration air that's like pumped into it to like bulk it up. Haagen-Dazs is honest to goodness good ice cream. It is made properly, so that is why I'm such an absolute fan. So obviously not something to eat every day, but it is definitely something that I love and that I am crazy about. So if you would like to win a 200 Rand Haagen-Dazs voucher, please head on over to heatherhook.com and enter and let me know your favorite flavor below the post and you could be a winner. Again, winners will need to collect from the offices in Craig Hall Park. So make sure you enter if you love Haagen-Dazs as much as I do. Next up, I've got two dining vouchers to give away. Both of them are valued at 300 Rand. The one is for Arbor Cafe, which is one of my favorite hangout spots. They do the best crepes. They do the best salads and freshly baked goodies and soup and all sorts of yummy stuff. It's a perfect brunch or breakfast spot. And they're located in Illovo. They have the cutest little courtyard. And yes, it's just absolutely one of my favorite places. And I hope that my whoever wins this prize loves it or will learn to love it as much as I do. It's my home away from home. So to win the Arbor voucher, of course, head through to the website and comment below the post and let me know who you would take along with you to enjoy a delicious meal at Arbor Cafe should you win. My next prize is another 300 Rand dining voucher, and this is from Stanley Beer Yard. So Stanley Beer Yard is located in the really, really cool 44 on Stanley sort of precinct. And they are so vibey. They do beer tasting, educational evenings. They have live jazz bands. It is quite the place to be on the weekends and always buzzing. Do take an Uber if you're going to be driving and drinking or drinking. You don't want to be driving. But it is really, really cool. So I've got a 300 Rand dining voucher to give away to one lucky fan or listener or reader to go through and enjoy an absolutely amazing beer and pub food menu at Stanley Beer Yard in Mill Park. So to stand a chance to win, you need to comment on the post on my website, heatherhook.com, and let me know what your favorite beer of all time is. There's no wrong or right answer. I just want to know what beer you're absolutely crazy about. So that is to win a 300 Rand dinner voucher to or lunch voucher to Stanley Beer Yard in 44 and Stanley. Yay! Now, if you are into health and fitness, this is actually the best prize, I think. You can stand a chance to win a body tech workout with me and breakfast with me at Juniper's Cafe in Hobart Grove. So, as you know, I've started, you know, working out. I'm trying to watch what I eat, watch what I drink, not doing so well on the wine front. But I recently started body tech at their Bryanston branch, which is in Hobart Grove about 6 weeks ago. And I'm slowly starting to see changes in the shape of my body. I have to say it is one hell of an intense workout. It's 20 minutes of insanity. By minute seven, you're sweating and out of breath. It is hardcore. It is a series of electronic pulses, and you do a workout while strapped to the body tech machine. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. So if you want to come along and join me, the workout is valued at 195 Rand. I will pay for that. So you will come and join me, and we'll do a 20-minute workout together. And then we will go and have some breakfast just across the road at Juniper's, which is also one of my favorite places. They do amazing home bakes. But seeing as we're on a healthy kick, we will have a healthy breakfast and some freshly ground coffee. And if you want to interview me or you want to pick my brain about something, this is your chance. And you also get a bit of a workout in there as well. So to stand a chance to win a workout at Body Tech Bryanston with me and a yummy breakfast at Juniper's right next door, all you need to do is enter on my blog, heatherhook.com, and tell me why this prize was designed just for you. And we can witness the fitness together. Why not? So, yeah, let's do body tech. Yay. Last but not least, I love my wine. I'm crazy about my wine. And I'm going to do a little booze bonanza. I have got a bottle of, well, two bottles. So it's Flagstone wine. I've got one bottle of Tributary Shannon and one bottle of Truth Tree Pinotage from the amazing Flagstone Wines, valued at 260 Rand to give away to one person. And this is one of my favorite wineries. I don't know why. I love the labels. They're so unique. And the names are just so, like, the Dark Horse, Writer's Block, Truth Tree. Like, it's just, they're really, really creative. And the labels are really stunning as well. They've won a number of awards and are recognized locally and internationally as one of the best wines that are out there at the moment. And they are wholly committed to making honest, real wine that is a true, authentic reflection of what they stand for. And I absolutely just love their ethos and I love what they do. So if you want to stand a chance to win two bottles of Flagstone wine valued at 260 Rand, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the post, and you need to tell me where the Flagstone Wine Farm is located. Don't worry, the answer is in the post. You just need to read it, and then you will see, and then you can enter. And again, this prize will need to be collected from the office in Craig Hall Park. So if you live far away, don't enter, because you won't be able to come and get it, and then the wine will go to waste, and you should never waste wine. And that is that with the prize giveaways. So you know what you need to do? As if I haven't said it enough, but I will say it one last time, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and make sure to enter. You can enter as many times as you like. You can enter all of them. You can enter one of them. I don't care. As long as you enter to win and join me in celebrating this, my 100th podcast. It has been absolutely epic, as always, and I look forward to seeing some of you at the shows this week, because I know that I will see you at the theater. So I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to being back with you again next week. Now, before I sign off, if you are looking for another epic podcast to listen to on Niche Radio, may I highly suggest On the Edge. It is hosted by Steve Marks, who is also an ex-Chai FM afternoon drive show host, and On the Edge is a current affairs show that deals with politics and religion and a whole bunch of other stuff in between, and promises to be interesting. Steve challenges mainstream media and enjoys getting into the meat and the grit of the situation. So you'll definitely enjoy On the Edge with Steve Marks. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I am on all social media platforms, and I'm crazy about my social media, as you know. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherL. Hook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. If you have an event coming up in and around your city, or should I say our city or your town, within the Gauteng area preferably, please do drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com, and I'll see if I can cover it on the show. That is it from me for this week. Thank you for listening, 100 podcasts. I'm looking forward to 101 next week and many more after that.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za.